The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, now presents JADCO and You.
In order for professional athletes to maintain rigorous training programs, they need to eat properly. In this edition of JADCO and You, we will discuss nutrition and the professional athlete. Stay tuned. Sports nutrition is very important for professional athletes. Dr. Christine Frey-Akin, a sports nutritionist and one of the authors of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission JADCO's Nutrition Guide for Athletes, tells us more about this.
For the professional athlete, the sport is their job. They have to be sure that when they're training, that the nutrition is in line with what it is that they are doing, so that they can get the speed or the stamina or the endurance or whatever it is that they need.
According to JADCO's Nutrition Guide, which can be accessed on the JADCO website at jadco.gov.jm, good nutrition is a sound investment and a less expensive strategy than taking supplements to get needed nutrients. The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission does not endorse the use of supplements. Speak with your doctor or nutritionist about alternatives. The Nutrition Guide also states that proper nutrition is important to enhance athletic performance, and a well-planned eating strategy should be practiced throughout training. Professional athletes train hard and they require a diet that can help them perform at their peak and recover quickly afterwards.
What we want is a diet that has good nutrient timing. And also they have to make sure that they have good hydration. And then at the end of it, for recovery, getting back carbohydrates into the diet, they can get a touch of protein also. And the protein will help with the carbohydrate for glycogen storage again, so that they can be ready for the next event, whether it is the next day or later on.
According to the Nutrition Guide, eating strategies for athletic performance should include whole foods and natural food types. During training, athletes have to maintain a nourishing and balanced diet, and protein found in eggs, meat, fish, nuts, beans, and dairy products is the key dietary requirement.
The type of foods that they eat would be higher in carbohydrate than in protein. They can have porridge, yogurt, whole grain bread, eggs, sardine, potatoes, lunch or dinner, soup can work, meat or fish or chicken, as long as it is not done in a way that has a lot of gravy or fat on it.
Turning to fatty foods and energy drinks can defeat the purpose of an athlete's workout. These foods can hold you back and, in worst case scenarios, shift your metabolism into a dangerous fat-storing state.
So, fast food may not be a good idea. Fried foods may not be a good idea. Foods that are very high in protein, those take a long time to digest, especially if they're going to be performing that day. Having alcoholic beverages, not a good thing for an athlete, because alcohol actually dehydrates the body.
The Nutrition Guide also recommends specific foods for female and male athletes. Dr. Frey-Akin tells us more about this.
When it comes on to like females, two nutrients we have in consideration. Calcium, having adequate amount of calcium for the strength of the bones, very important for female athletes. And iron is also important for female athletes because of the menstrual cycle, right? So both male and female athletes lose iron, but females also have menstruation, so iron for them is even more important.
The guide also highlights the impact Jamaican food can have on athletes.
Yam has diosgenin as one of its active components, which is a precursor for anabolic steroids. Green banana contains phytate, which is capable of replenishing the energy supply in the phosphagen system. So you find that with yam and banana, our Jamaican diet is very good for our athletes. It all starts with you and me.
To learn more about the fight against doping in sport, contact JADCO by calling 929-3500 or visiting 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. You may also log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. This has been JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.